Now what we're going to do is I'm going to invite Zach Varpness to come and share his testimony of how God has worked in his life. As we've said, Zach is going, we're going to vote next week on whether we are in unity about him being an elder. And so we need to learn more about him. Thanks, Zach.
All right. Can anybody hear me? All right. So Mike asked me to come up here, share a little bit about myself, and give my testimony. So first, a little bit about myself. I teach chemistry up at the college. God has blessed me with the prettiest, most wonderful wife that anyone could possibly ask for, and four of the naughtiest little girls that you could imagine. But this really isn't a story about that. This is really a story about God's grace and mercy and forgiveness to a guy that doesn't deserve any of that stuff. He's been working on me my whole life, and I don't deserve it. When I was young, we went to a Lutheran church, and this church was really empty. People were comfortable there. You made it look good on the outside, didn't mean anything on the inside. That's the church that I grew up with. My next oldest brother was really kind of a bad kid, so I just had to kind of float under the radar. As long as I didn't rise above him, I was good. So I learned to play the game. I could hide everything, because as long as I was better than Nick, I was good. And so I learned how to play that game, and I looked like a really good son. I went to college. I was successful at college. I had a really pretty girlfriend. All those things. I was the son that you should be proud of. But God wasn't. It wasn't there. And so Kendra and I got married. We graduated from college, and we had a choice. I could choose Minnesota and go back into that life and be there. Or we could go somewhere else. And God led us somewhere else. He brought us to Montana, and I went to grad school for chemistry, and in Montana, he brought us to a church, and I will forever be grateful to that church and to the people that he brought into my life there. One of the other students in the department was a really strong Christian, and he's a person that I owe my life to. His name's Mark Allen, and this is something that God has always done for me. He is brought great people into my life and has moved me through the work of other people. When we were there, I was still that shell, and we started going to this church, and the pastor there preaches very similar to what Mike does, and he was going through 1 Corinthians. And as he was preaching, I could hear the Holy Spirit saying, as he was talking about carnal Christians and all these things that Paul's trying to correct in Corinthians, "Are you getting this, Zach? Are you getting this? Are you listening right now? Because I'm talking to you." And I remember a real important day after going through that for a number of weeks. I said to Kendra on the drive home, I said, "We either got to start going to a different church or we got to change who we are." Because I couldn't take it anymore. The Spirit was just pounding on me that I wasn't doing it. And then at work started to get rough. I've always enjoyed work. I've always liked to work, to feel like I've earned my keep. And work started to be terrible. My boss had a rough patch, and he took it out on us. And for a month, I hated going to work. I've never had that before. So everything he took, he just broke me down, and I couldn't do anything. I couldn't do anything right. I was going to church, and I just came to this realization that it's not me, it's him. And I always thought I was saved, and I never really got it. And then I did. And things started to change. My life started to change. I started to be a different person because I got it. I realized that it wasn't about what was on the outside. It was about what was on the inside, on why I did things and all that understanding. Because I was always able to remember stuff, and I could always argue the Bible, and I always knew lots of stuff about it, but I never got it. We always went to church very religiously. I mean, we were there every Sunday, and so I knew a lot about it, but I didn't get it. But in the way that God always does, he wasn't done with me yet. He brought me here to Ridgeview, because I didn't get the whole picture. That was part of it. And here I got the rest of it. The community that's involved in a church and the being a part of a Christian family. All my family wanted me to move back to Minnesota after Montana, and we didn't. I felt like the Spirit was leading us here, so we came here. And things always haven't been rough. I'd have opportunities to go to other jobs, but I can't leave my family. You know, there's guys here that I trust with my life, have changed everything for me. And the Spirit continues to work here, and I see Him working all the time. I remember when we were in the pastor search for Mike, and we had two candidates, and we were in this group, and we were split directly down the middle. And I remember sitting there thinking, to my everlasting shame, how's the Spirit going to get us through this? You know, we were just stuck. And the second I thought it, He says, boom, Mike. Dr. Davis spoke, and it sucked for me. But we got Mike. And the great thing about Mike coming here is a guy like Mike comes in to my family. And he doesn't change everything. He sees it and he says this is good, and he leads us. And it's great. So I'm very honored that you think that I should be an elder. And if you don't, that's fine too. Because a lot of times I don't feel like I am. I still have things that I need to work on. I still have doubt. But I know that I'm better every day. Or at least I'm trying. And I hope that you can see that. And, you know, the other thing that I would say is, you know, the thing that led me, the thing that brought me to the truth, to the understanding of the truth, was the Word of God. Having it preached to me was Corinthians being revealed to me every single Sunday. And I hope and I encourage that you would do that. Sunday mornings when John is teaching, it is fantastic. He is just great at it. Every other week you get me, and that's not that good. But every other week you get John, and it's fantastic. And then to get Mike on right after that, many times the study in John goes right with the study in Romans, and it just, the two come alive together. So I would encourage you that if you're wondering and if you're struggling, the answer is in the Word. And I think that's where the truth is found. And that's my story. Thank you.